Well, my friends, the mainstream media has picked up the narrative that a whole bunch of people are starving in Gaza, and they're claiming that it's Israel that's actually doing it. I have seen no proof of this other than doctored photos, photos that are put online of kids with other pre-existing conditions, and I see mountains of aid sitting there not being distributed by the UN. Not being distributed by other organizations. And for me, this is really, really troublesome because everybody's just believing the lies of the media and the narrative they want to push. So I figured I'd go right to the source and ask what's going on. Joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law studio line is Ambassador Yechiel Leiter from Israel. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I'm speaking to you from Washington. I'm the ambassador of Israel, to Washington, but I'm on the East Coast.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so why don't we get into this a little bit and dig down into what's actually happening here. I see all these mountains of aid. I see millions of meals not being distributed. I know it's that anytime aid is sent in, Hamas always loots the thing. And yet now the PR campaign has all these nations convinced that after October 7th, the worst terrorist attack on Israel in its history, the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust, oh, now we're just going to give the Palestinians a state? What sense does that make?
Well, the announcements by Great Britain, France, and Canada are nothing short of outrageous at a time when Hamas is still holding on to our hostages after they've slaughtered so many people in Israel and really responsible for the deaths of Gazans on their side of the fence would declare a Palestinian state unilaterally. It's like announcing October 7th as, Palestine Independence Day. It's insane. These leaders of these countries have lost their minds, morally at least. And the truth is that we see that as the Hamas garners international attention and support by these announcements, they harden their position in negotiations of the release of the hostages because they say, well, we've got leaders of big nations on our side, so why should we lighten up on our demands in the negotiations over the Israeli hostages? But what's very important, and I'm glad that you're taking the opportunity to clarify the situation about humanitarian aid, because the pictures really are horrific, and people are stumped by this. Would Israel really ever starve a population? Well, the answer is, of course not. We don't starve populations, even populations that contain terrorist organizations that are fighting against us. And, you know, there's Hamas embedded within 2 million people in Gaza. It's very difficult. No other country has had to contend with 450 miles of terror tunnels, the width of the state of Pennsylvania, under the towns and cities of Gaza. That's what our soldiers are contending with now for over a year and a half. It's very, very difficult as they hold on to our hostages as well. But nevertheless, we are committed to facilitating the distribution of aid and food into this area. That's our responsibility, to facilitate the UN's responsibility to distribute food. Now, until a short time ago, the UN was distributing the food through its affiliate organizations. What the problem was and is, continues to be, that in order for these affiliate organizations to actually work inside of Gaza, they're being hijacked by Hamas because they're going into Hamas-dominated areas. So Hamas falls on top of these semi-trailers carrying the food. They loot them, divert them for their own needs. They sell them afterwards, even though this food is donated by NGOs from around the world. And that's how they make money to reconstitute themselves. So in a way, the UN, at least in an unintended consequence, is supporting the reconstitution of Hamas. So what we were intent on doing, and by the way, all throughout the organizations were denying it. If only they could say, look, yeah, we're doing it, but we don't have a choice. That would be intellectually honest. But unfortunately, what they're doing is denying it. And they're saying that Hamas is not diverting the majority of the food. Well, we know now that it's 90%. 90% of what's being taken in by UN agencies is being diverted by Hamas. And the UN itself, probably they caught themselves in this mistake, but they have a website that tracks their food distribution. And if you look from the 19th of May to the 28th of July, you actually see that 2,174 trucks entered, but only 260 reached their intended the intended place that they were intended to go. because Hamas diverted them on the way. So it's literally just 10% that reached its destination while the rest was looted. So what we did was, in a tandem with the administration here in Washington, was create a Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is intended to get the humanitarian aid directly to the people of Gaza while circumventing Hamas. And this, of course, enraged the UN because they were being circumvented. But it's working. The fact of the matter is that it's working. Now, the people you see hungry, and there is hunger in Gaza, but the people you see hungry is a result of Hamas distributing the food to the areas that they deem under their control, what they want to, who they want to service. So anybody who's not subservient to Hamas doesn't get fed, or anybody who doesn't have the money to buy the food at the prices that Hamas is selling it at do not get food. So the whole thing has become a ridiculous racket. And I mean, just imagine that the MS-13 would take over a neighborhood in Seattle, and the police would come to deal with MS-13. At the same time, they're trying to root out MS-13 would be feeding them. It would be insane, right? So our position is flood Gaza with food. Everybody should get food. There should be no shortage whatsoever of humanitarian aid. We're only asking that it be done in such a way where Hamas is not benefiting from it.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the terrorist takeover of Seattle, because in 2020, BLM and Antifa actually did take over six blocks of Seattle, and they demanded that Seattle give them water and food and hygiene facilities. And Seattle actually did that and kept them in power, in control of those six blocks for over a month. So your point is well taken, because that's exactly what happens. I actually did an online search of all times in history of conflict. When has aid been given to the enemy? And I look at it, and the only examples I can find is Israel supplying Gaza. That's the only examples I can ever find.
It's absolutely unprecedented.
It really is unprecedented. In World War II, they didn't say give it to Germany for the U.S.
Well, it's even more than that, Ari. You know, Keir Starmer is now criticizing us and recognizing a Palestinian state. He's telling us how we should conduct the war. I mean, for crying out loud, the U.K. dropped enough bombs on Dresden in 2 days of the Second World War, in 2 days, enough to kill 25,000 people. Could you imagine? 25,000 people killed in 2 days. And Britain is now dictating to us how we should be conducting the war. Nobody has had to contend with this kind of situation. As I said, with 450 miles of terror tunnels and people carrying the worst kinds of weapons hiding behind a civilian population. It's despicable. It's immoral. People have lost their moral compass. But Israel is committed, as it decided on the day after the massacre on October 8th. Number one, to free all our hostages. Number two, to destroy Hamas. Number three, to create a situation so that never again will Gaza be a staging ground for a massacre, not of Jews, not of Muslims, not of Christians, not of anybody. We cannot have jihadis living at our border. It's that simple. There's no other country in the world that would tolerate an armed band of 40,000 jihadis sitting at their border with the intention of destroying their neighbors, of murdering Jews. It's part of their charter. I mean, the first paragraph of their charter is the destruction of Israel and the murder of Jews. So they will not remain standing. We're going to finish this war. We're going to get our hostages out. And we're going to do so even though our hands, to a certain extent, are tied behind our back, because we have to ensure that the population in Gaza continues to be fed, even though we know that part of that funding and humanitarian aid is going to the very enemy that's threatening us.
Israel's ambassador to the United States, Yechiel Leiter, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it. Really do appreciate your moral clarity and giving us all the facts of the situation on the ground. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
It's good to be with you, and I hope everything is okay out there in Seattle. There were some weather warnings a few hours ago, weren't there?
We're okay. Yeah, the weather warnings were about as reliable as Hamas's numbers on casualties in Gaza. So,
you guys stay safe out there on the West Coast, and we'll try to keep the East Coast intact.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining
Take
us today.
Take care.
Got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.